Good morning. This is Morning Edition at 6:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. With schools closed to contain the coronavirus, children with autism are suddenly without the specially trained professionals who help them learn. For WHYY, Joel Wolfram says the situation has parents worried their kids will fall even farther behind developmentally.
Like many parents, Tara Ryan Schill of Audubon has taken on the role of teacher to her three young boys. Two are on the autism spectrum, so she's also trying on the hat of behavior therapist to her three-year-old son, Jacob. That's on top of her job at a Montgomery County hospital, where she's a nurse in the ward designated for non-critical coronavirus patients.
And I always get stressed out thinking, if something happens to me, there's so much stuff that I do with the boys' therapy and everything.
Jacob normally gets speech and occupational therapy at school and behavior therapy at an outpatient clinic. That's also closed, so Ryan Schill is using what she learned from watching her 8-year-old's therapy in the past. Children with special needs also get this support in special daycare centers run by organizations like SPIN in Northeast Philadelphia. SPIN's CEO, Kathy McHale, says the temporary shutdown of these programs will have an impact.
We believe that when this crisis is over, we're going to find children who will have had losses, whether it's cognitive or behavioral.
McHale says SPIN is providing virtual support to parents so they can minimize those losses. For WHYY, Joel Wolfram.